Another engagement strategy that will help your conversions during your webinar is to tell them where to go and what to do. This means if at the end of your webinar you're going to sell something, have an easy link to hear and spell towards your sales page or your checkout page. You want to make it easy for yourself to copy and paste that link into the chat box. So when you're ready to paste in the link that you want to send people to on your webinar, enter it into the chat box here and then click send. Do make sure this is set to all entire audience so that everybody sees it, because you can also use this chat box to send it to individual staff members. You may also want to actually show them on the screen what to do next, taking them to the sales page so they know exactly where to press the buy button. I know it sounds silly and people should be able to figure this out on their own, but walking them through this process, even to the checkout page, makes a huge difference. And speaking of the sales page for them to check out at the end of your webinar, you want to create a really nice, compelling sales page that, again, has an easy link to share of where that page lives on the internet. I recommend that for your sales pages that you're going to drive traffic to during your webinar, make it a short sales page with no video. If you want it to be a longer sales page, make sure that it has a paused video and a high call to action button on the screen. You want to make it super easy for people on your webinar to click the link, go to the webpage, and buy without having to do much else. Remember that they will have just spent quite a bit of time with you on the webinar, so reading an entire sales page simply isn't needed for them to trust that buying your product or service is a good way to go. Of course, you can hire a web designer or buy an expensive theme in order to have a really nice looking sales page, but I'd love to show you in this part of the course how to create a quick sales page in Lead Pages. Back in the Lead Pages dashboard, I can use any template as a sales page. I can also go straight to the sales page section and use a lead page that was specifically designed to generate more sales. Now, we already have a bunch of templates included in any Lead Pages account, but we've also got a fantastic template marketplace where independent designers are uploading their sales templates as well. And as you can see, they're extremely affordable to add them to your Lead Pages account. Feel free to take a look inside of each of these templates to see the one that works for you, but perhaps the simplest one is a super simple sales page. Let's go ahead and use that one. As with the rest of the pages I've shared with you during this course, to customize it, simply click on the area that you want to edit and change the text to communicate your message. During the webinar itself, you may want to hide this video, but after the webinar is over, you may want to reshow the video and actually have that be the replay of your webinar. For now, I'll go ahead and hide it. Of course, the primary function of this page is to make a sale and for your webinar viewer to buy your product. Log into your merchant account, such as PayPal, create a button with the name of your product, price your product, and customize it if you wish. For example, after your customers purchase, you might want to send them back to your website and use a lead page as a thank you page. Then create your button, choose the email text link, copy that link, and paste it into your button code, and paste that link inside of the button. Feel free to change the call to action text on that button and click done when you're finished. Make sure you change this text link to reflect the same link. We've already designed this page to include payment logos, which you can leave alone or you can choose to hide. In this particular template, we have icons for asking questions and for watching a video. Of course, you can hide the elements that you don't want to see, and you can swap out the picture with something completely different. In the bottom section of this particular sales page, you have this feature stack, and over here on the left side, you can remove the entire sections that you don't need and then customize the areas that you do. If you decide you want to add more features, remember you can simply unhide each individual section as you wish. Now, one cool webinar strategy that I'd love to offer to you is on your sales page, have a webinar only bonus. Highlight the webinar only bonus section of the text, change that font color to something nice and bright. After your webinar has been over for a couple hours, then you can come in and hide this section. That's a great way to have people on your webinar live actually go ahead and purchase with that extra sense of urgency. Adjust your total value, type in your price, which matches your button code of your payment processor, and again, connect the Add to Cart button to your payment button. Now, here's another sales strategy that'll improve conversions. Take this text link, and instead of connecting it to the same button, make it into a 3-pay plan button. Just make sure that back in your merchant account, you choose a subscription and enter in the amount of your payment plan. Again, add your thank you page to the checkout process and click create button. use the email link, copy it, and paste it into your text link. Finally, if you have a logo, put it here or hide it completely. And if you want to add legal information, connect people to your privacy policy, or alternatively, put in a no thanks offer and either link that to an alternative offer for yourself, such as a do-it-yourself wedding planning package. Of course, if you do that, have another lead page created for a sales page for a program like that. Now I want to name my page, adjust the link, provide an SEO title tag, and if you want this found in the search engines, add a description and keywords. If you're just going to be using this page as a webinar sales page, then I would recommend that you leave these two blank. If you want to further customize the design of this page, feel free to click on styles and change out your colors. If you want to make sure that this bottom button matches your top button, remember that you can always copy this color code and paste it in just like that. After you've customized it, go ahead and click on save and use this link during your webinar or publish this page to WordPress. Put it on your WordPress site just like before, click on add new in your lead pages plugin, choose from the dropdown, the sales page you've just created, and add your simple URL. Remember that since you're creating this sales page for the purpose of sending people there during a webinar, I highly recommend that you use as short a word here as possible, such as go or yes or please. And this is how it looks online. Looks pretty solid. And again, you don't need to have a big long sales letter for a sales page that you're sending people to from a webinar because they will have just had the last 45 minutes or an hour or so with you to understand exactly what they're going to get. Now, just in case you're not selling anything on your webinar, you want to get people onto a complimentary consultation or a free strategy session, you may want to consider the idea of selling your consultations. Now, I'm not saying charging for it, but you still need to send people to a page where they can ask for that consultation. So the process for that will be, at that particular time during your webinar, you'll send people to apply for that appointment page, and you can use lead notifications or your email service provider's web form. Let me show you how to do that in lead pages too. One of the best templates to use for this purpose is this call to action template. Change your headline text, change out this background image, and adjust the font color. Change the text of this section, then customize this number section if you wish, or you can hide it completely. Again, feel free to adjust the color of this stripe. Then swap out the picture, using your own picture, or perhaps use this space to provide a testimonial. Change the name and the description of your business. In this section, you let people know how they can connect with you for this consultation. Customize step 2 of the process and step 3. We've already got great images here, but if you want to swap them out, feel free to do so, just like you did before. Now let's change the color of this bottom stripe and customize the call to action button. Now instead of a link that goes to a website, we're going to choose show opt-in form instead, and we'll edit that opt-in form in just a moment. This bottom section was originally designed for social proof, so feel free to swap this out with pictures of your customers. At the bottom of the page, we have this final stripe for the footer area. We want to customize the text and edit the share buttons, including Twitter and Google+. The final step for a consultation page is to activate this text link and the button at the bottom for the opt-in form. We want to choose Show Opt-in Form and click here to edit the form. If you're selling a consultation, you can of course connect this to your email service provider, but feel free to use the lead notifications option instead, which will send the information straight to your inbox. Click Customize this form, add additional fields, and change the information you're asking for. Remember that with the exception of email, any of these form fields can be changed to be what you want them to be. Once you've adjusted the fields, swap out the images if you wish to, or hide them completely. Then change out the custom text and customize the button. Feel free to change the color to match the rest of your site and click OK when you're done. Make sure you also adjust your thank you page setting. And if you're using a calendar system, use the link to set up an appointment. Now let's name the page and name the link. Provide an SEO title tag. And again, if you don't want this found on the search engines, leave the description and the keywords blank. Then click save and your page is live online. Let's click the publish button and see how it looks. I know this is a fake website, but I'd sign up for it. Now, how else can you improve sales during your webinar? First of all, have a great benefit-rich offer. People should be salivating over jumping on the program, product, or consultation that you're offering. I also recommend having an outstanding guarantee. Create a sense of urgency for why they should get it now. Have that short and sweet sales page so there's not a lot of consideration that needs to be done. Have relevant bonuses that sweeten the pot, but be careful not to overwhelm people with too many other things to think about. And here's another really great strategy for you. Have bonuses for people who are on the webinar live, but keep them very relevant and exclusive for those that attend it. Make it so that people who didn't attend live simply don't know that it exists. You might also want to continue your webinar after it's technically over by doing a new customer demo and Q&A for your new buyers. You'll be amazed at how many people stick around who haven't bought yet, but that part of the conversation will give them the kinds of detail and additional answers to their questions that will help them make the buying decision. I'd also encourage you to ask your new customers to tell you why they just bought. They can do so by adding in the information into the Q&A box in your GoToWebinar panel, but you can also use this as social proof and have them post it on your Facebook wall or inside of a group. If you use your question box of GoToWebinar, of course, you'll need to read those out loud because nobody else will see that. But a really fantastic way to do this is to add new buyers to your Facebook group right away, even during the webinar, and then actually show on screen their new comments that they've just posted when they've joined your group. All right, we've just come to the end of the engagement section of the webinar funnel system. Be sure to download all of the extra goodies that I've got for you, including the lead pages guide to webinar marketing, the webinar funnel system checklist, and the webinar funnel system mind map. I trust that your webinars are going to be awesome and you'll have an engaging presentation for your audience. But I do want to recommend that you leverage the power of lead pages so that you can have beautiful landing pages and sales pages that truly showcase the awesome products and services that you offer. So if you're already a customer, log into your account and implement what you've learned here in lesson number 3 right away. If you're not a customer yet, go over to leadpages.net/next step and choose the best plan for you. I do recommend that you get that pro annual because you'll be able to split test, get the online chat support, and benefit from our referral program. And it doesn't hurt that you save 40% off on that annual plan. And that works out to be just about the same price for 1 year of pro as it would be for 12 months of standard. All right, coming up next is part 4 of the webinar funnel system, The Scoop. And I'll be sharing with you some fantastic strategies for what to do with the 75% or so of people who'd never heard your offer during the webinar. When you're ready, jump into part 4.